The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Right, coming in, you have one beef well or medium rare, one rack of lamb medium, two scallops.
Okay, my name's Paul Cartwright. I'm the head chef and one director in Rowley's Bistro and Ball's Brunch.
John O'Sullivan, one of the owners, and Paul is my partner. It's almost like we're opening a new restaurant. The best way I could describe it to you.
And for all the staff as well, because there's so many new things to adjust to, like the way they serve the tables, wearing the screens, as I'm sure you know from listening to doctors and nurses, the visors isn't very comfortable. It's harder for us to hear them and from them to hear the customers. And they've a lot of new challenges as well, like organising people in place, making sure only one person's going to the bathroom at a time, that the bathroom's sanitised after that person is there, that chairs are wiped down after the customers have left for the next table to come in, things like that. So there's a lot.
We actually have one member of staff doing absolutely nothing except sanitising.
There's a huge amount of space. Like, we've over 2 metres between all the tables. We've gone from being 120 seat a restaurant to being based about 62, 64 seats depending on the table numbers. So that's probably the biggest difference.
We have 58 people booked tonight, but we're also staggering the tables because we don't want people coming at the same time. It's another one of the problems we've run into. So between 6 and 8.30 tonight, we have 58 people booked. We would probably, midweek, we would have been averaging anything from 70 to 140, and on the weekends, 200.
The weekend is going to be the biggest loss for us, Saturday night, Sunday lunch.
And what's it looking like for the rest of the week? Pretty busy tonight, but for the rest of the week, are you going into the unknown almost?
Well, we are going into the unknown. We have a good few bookings, and they're slowly but surely building up. I think through today, we picked up a couple, but we are going into the totally unknown. We really are.
Table 2008. Table 20.
Hi, my name is Lisa Freely and I'm restaurant manager of Rowley's Bistro in Ballsbridge. We've been open the whole time, so there hasn't been any stops. So it's just been ourselves for a little while, but we've welcomed a lot more of our usual staff back now this evening, which is great. It's very exciting. It's very exciting to be entering into a different phase, and we just have to be positive and keep going with everything, even with all the different restrictions and the new rules and regulations, but we just have to work with it and welcome everyone back.
You and your staff have to wear a face shield when you're working tonight. What's it like? Is it uncomfortable?
Well, we've got very used to it now, and it's just become part of these new norms that we're all kind of getting into, along with, you know, the markings on the floors and all the different little bits and bobs, just that we, you know, does make it easier, and it's you know, keeping us safe and keep the customer safe. So if it needs to be done, we just have to go with it.
You ask me, do I worry? Give me a phone call anytime at 4 a.m. I'm available. No, it is totally unknown. It's totally unknown. We've done all our projections.
The wage subsidy is going to be hugely important for all the restaurant business, for all the hospitality and all small businesses. But without the wage subsidies, we don't think we'd be able to open.
We certainly need it for the next 6 months. Absolutely vital.
It's nice they're even being careful inside as well. It definitely makes you feel more comfortable about it.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a dream to be out with your friends. Felt like it was like the night before Christmas, like Santa coming, you know, when you're coming in. It's great. Oh, I actually think mine was about 4 months, even though lockdown happened, like only it was like 3.5 months. But I think it was 4 months since I've been out properly with friends.
It's great. Absolutely brilliant. Probably February. I think we had someone's birthday in February that we were together for,
yeah.
But since then, no, nothing.
Hello, my name is Aidan Brown, and welcome to Paddy Brown's Pub in Dublin. So we have 35 people in tonight. I think 36 turned up, so one over. It's all socially distanced. Everyone is a couple of metres apart. So yeah, the gates are closed over now, we're not letting any more in, and we've had a lot of interest. We have upwards of 1,000 booking inquiries, so we're just trying to work it out who to let in, look after our regulars, look after the people that supported us the last 6 years here. Just as we're speaking here tonight, the phone has been ringing all night, messages all night, and we have our few people in, and that's kind of a lot. You know? We closed on the Friday night of, I think it was the 13th of March, and we were looking at it, and Lee, which is my partner, business partner and girlfriend, her mother's a doctor, and we've been monitoring the whole COVID situation since January, and you know, I think it was a responsible thing to do, to close, and we did, and we were the first to do so, and thank God a lot followed suit.
You were the first pub to close in Ireland?
We were the first pub on this island and in the UK.
Yeah, it's good to be back, you know, and good to see Aidan and the staff all back working again, you know. Like he made the right decision, I suppose, for the bigger pubs in Dublin, who were really the ones that were causing the problem regarding the volumes of people and the human transfer of the highly contagious virus. But Aidan made a brave decision. It cost him. Now, he could have lost his business. He almost did. So, you know, we're just glad to be able to get the opportunity to get back out, to meet with friends again, and give Aidan and the staff a bit of support again. You can have a drink anywhere, but it's a socialising aspect, you know. It's getting away, having a break, seeing the lads, and kind of having a sit down. You know, it's a huge difference. I'm out quite a lot anyway. But there's a lot of people don't and aren't able to, probably some of the older men, and even some of the older women, that they've really missed out a lot during the lockdown cocooning. So hopefully that when the pandemic kind of eases and the real concerns about the health aspect of it disappear, that we can get some of the older people back out again then as well.
This is an older kind of pub as well, isn't it?
It's a very, very, very regular based pub. It's an older community, as you know. It's one of the older parts of the Liberties. If the tenters and the black pits in behind us, you know, and a few flat complexes around here, Kevin Street and that, you'd be all older people in them, and this will be a regular based kind of clientele here.
Personally, don't drink at home. The pub means more to me than drinking, and everybody here is the same. It's just great to be back.
You're here tonight, you're getting to see people you probably haven't seen in a long time.
Yes, 3.5 months. You hear the music? Fantastic.